The concept of Almighty God in Islam, there is none greater than the Creator. Is there a God? There are many rational believing reasons for believing in Almighty God. Three simple reasons are described. First of all, the order of the universe. Imagine walking along the beach and finding a watch in the sand. Would you believe that a watch came together by itself? You would not conclude that the watch just happened to emerge from the sand by random chance. All the intricate working parts could not simply develop from the materials that lay buried in the earth. The watch must have a manufacturer, and if the watch tells accurate time, we expect the manufacturer to be intelligent. Natural coincidences cannot produce a working watch. Consider the planet Earth. Its timing is so strictly regulated around the sun that scientists can publish in advance the sunrise and sunset times. Just as a watch has an intelligent maker to keep accurate time, so too must the Earth have an intelligent maker to keep accurate time around the sun. Could this occur by itself? In the same way, when we see the order, precise laws and systems within ourselves and throughout the entire universe, it is not rational that the universe has an organizer. This organizer is best explained by the existence of God, the one who brought about the order in the universe. Number two, beginning of the universe. Modern science concludes that the universe has a beginning. This is based on a recent discovery that the Earth is expanding, and if we go back in time, the universe converges, which points to a beginning. There are three possible explanations for the beginning of the universe. Either the universe came from nothing, the universe created itself, or the universe was created. Human experience shows us that something that has a beginning does not simply come out of nothing. As for the second explanation, simple logic tells us that something cannot do anything before having existed. This leaves the third point as the only rational explanation. A higher and intelligent being, Almighty God, created the universe. Some people may ask, who created this God? Almighty God the Creator is different to his creation. If he was the same as his creation, he would also need a creator, leading to an infinite amount of creators, which is impossible. He is beyond time and the physical matter of this universe. Allah, Almighty God, has always existed and has no beginning. Therefore, the question of who created Almighty God is irrational. Point number three, revelation from Almighty God. If Almighty God revealed a book of guidance to humanity, we would expect that such a book would contain clear evidence of the existence of him. There are clear signs that the book of Islam, the Quran, is the word of Almighty God. And below is a very brief summary of reasons that support this claim. The Quran was revealed over 1,400 years ago and contains many scientific facts that were unknown to the people of that time, which have only been discovered recently by contemporary science. Examples include water being the origin of all living things, the expanding universe, and the individual orbits of the sun and moon. The Quran contains many historical facts that were unknown to the people of that time, as well as numerous predictions which have been proven to be correct. The Quran is free from any errors or contradictions. The Quran has been preserved word for word since it was revealed in its original Arabic language, unlike other scriptures which no longer exist in their original form. The simple, pure, and universal message of the Quran appeals to man's inherent beliefs about Almighty God. The Quran was revealed to the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, who was known in history to be illiterate. Yet the Quran contains a unique style of language that is universally known as the pinnacle of Arabic eloquence and linguistic beauty. The most rational explanation for the many unique and miraculous aspects of the Quran is that it is from Almighty God. So who is Almighty God? And your God is one God. There is no God but He. In the Quran chapter 2 verse 163, Allah is the personal name of the one true God. Nothing else can be called Allah. The term has no plural or gender, unlike the English word God, which can be made both plural and feminine, i.e. gods, goddess. The unique usage of Allah is a reflection of Islam's emphasis on the purity of the one, or the belief in the one true God. The main beauty of Islam is that it acknowledges the complete perfection, greatness, and uniqueness of Almighty God with absolutely no compromises. This is reflected in Islam's pure teachings of the attributes of Almighty God. He is one and unique, has no partners, no equals, and no rivals. has no father, mother, sons, daughters, or wives. He alone is worthy of all worship. And had there be more than one God, it would reflect deficiency in his power authority, as this would involve God having rivalry, making compromises, or needing agreement with other gods. Almighty God is the all-powerful. He has full authority and power over all things. Everything is completely subservient and dependent on him. Obedience to Almighty God does not increase his power, nor does disobedience to him decrease his power in any way. Almighty God is the Most High. There is nothing above or comparable to him. The attributes that he has do not resemble that of his creation, and no part of him is present in any one or anything. He is perfect and does not have any human limitations, such as resting on the seventh day after he created the universe, as claimed by some other religions. He is the all-just, the all-merciful, and does not need to sacrifice himself to forgive sins, nor is anyone born into sin. Almighty God Allah judges everyone based on their own deeds, and everyone is accountable for their own actions. Humans may distinguish themselves and earn his favor through belief, virtue, and piety only, not through race, wealth, or social class. The nature of Jesus. When explaining the concept of Almighty God in Islam, it's important to discuss the status of Jesus, given the widespread confusion and claims about the nature of Jesus. Some Christians claim that Jesus is God, that is, he is the incarnation of God on earth, and that God took on a human form. However, according to the Bible, Jesus was born, ate, slept, prayed, and had limited knowledge. All of these attributes are not befitting to Almighty God. Almighty God has attributes of perfection, whereas man is the opposite and lacks such perfection. So how can anything be two complete opposites both at the same time? This is not rational. However, some people may ask, if God can do anything, why can't he become a man? By definition, Almighty God does not do ungodly acts. So if he became a man and took on human attributes, he would necessarily no longer be Almighty God. Furthermore, the Bible contains many verses in which Jesus speaks and behaves as if God is a separate being to himself. For example, Jesus said, "But no, you seek to kill me, a man who has told you the truth that I heard from God," in John 8:40. Some Christians also claim that Jesus is the Son of God, but we should ask ourselves, what does this actually mean? Surely God is far removed from having a physical and literal son. Rather, we find that the term Son of God is symbolically used in the earliest biblical languages for a righteous person or people. It is used throughout the Old Testament for many righteous people, such as David, Solomon, and Israel, and not exclusively for Jesus. It says in the Quran, chapter 19, verse 35, "It is not befitting for Allah to take a son. He is perfect and flawless." So the Islamic belief about Jesus explains who the real Jesus was, whilst maintaining the pure belief about Almighty God and his greatness. Jesus was an honorable prophet sent by Almighty God to call to the worship of God, him alone. In the Quran, chapter 4, verse 36, "And worship Allah and associate none with him." So Islam teaches that all prayer and acts of worship should be exclusively to Allah. Nothing else is worthy of worship, not statues, graves, the sun, the moon, animals, prophets, saints, angels, priests, or religious scholars. All of these are created and limited, hence imperfect, whereas Allah is perfect. Allah is worshipped directly. Allah does not need any partners or intermediaries. Everyone has direct access to worship him, as he hears all who praise and call upon him. Worshipping Allah indirectly, i.e. through idols or statues, etc., is viewed as compromising Allah's oneness and purity of worship that he alone is worthy of. All prophets called to the worship of Allah, and we Allah certainly sent into every nation a messenger saying, "Worship Allah and avoid false gods," Quran chapter 16, verse 36. And Muslims also believe in all the prophets that Allah sent. Those prophets include Adam, Noah, Abraham, Moses, Jesus, and Muhammad. They all came with the same message to call their people to the belief and worship of the one true God. The purpose of life is to worship Almighty God. The ultimate purpose of life is to acknowledge the greatness of Almighty God Allah, establish a direct connection with him, and worship him alone. The concept of worship in Islam is not limited to rituals such as praying and fasting. It includes all actions that are pleasing to Almighty God, such as having good manners, being honest, establishing justice, being patient, and helping the needy. In conclusion, the foundation of Islam is belief in the oneness and uniqueness of Almighty God Allah, who is the Creator and Lord of all, perfect in all of His attributes. He alone deserves all worship. Therein lies our success in this life and in the next.